This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Dozens of Colombo residents and visitors observed a moment of silence on Tuesday morning to honor the victims of the Easter Sunday attacks in Sri Lanka. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago about the possibility of an attack by a radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. Charles Fernando is a local resident.
We feel really, really sad for the death occurred, you know. So many people got killed, and we all are sad about it.
The death toll from Sunday's bombing has climbed to at least 310, according to a police spokesperson. Myanmar Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists. The court upheld a 7-year prison sentence for the pair for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. The court did not give a reason for its decision. While Lone and Jossa U are not present during that ruling, the reporters were arrested in December 2017 and sentenced last September after being accused of illegally possessing official documents, which was a violation of the colonial-era law. Walon and Jossa U also, earlier this month, shared with their colleagues the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting. Rescuers found more bodies overnight in the rubble of a supermarket destroyed in a powerful earthquake that damaged buildings and an airport in northern Philippines. Officials said on Tuesday that the death toll had risen to 11. The 4-story building housing a supermarket crashed down when the quake shook Pampanga, as well as several other provinces and the capital of Manila on the northern island of Luzon. Another 6.4 quake rocked the island of Sama. There's been no reports of damage or casualties. This is VOA News. North Korea confirmed on Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un will soon visit Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. The summit comes at a crucial moment for tenuous diplomacy meant to rid the North of its nuclear arsenal. North Korea continues to seek relief from international sanctions, and there are fears that a recent North Korean weapons test and a series of jibes at Washington over deadlocked nuclear negotiations mean that Pyongyang may again return to the nuclear and long-range missile tests that many in Asia were fearing may lead to conflict in 2017. Sudan's military rulers, who have been leading the country since the removal of President Omar al-Bashir from power earlier this month, vowed on Monday they aim to form a civilian government as soon as possible. Lieutenant General Shamsheldin Kibashi, the spokesman for the country's Transitional Military Council, told reporters that the Military Transitional Council remains in continual communication through its political and social committee with the political forces and youth, women's, and professional civil society organizations in the country. That statement comes as tensions escalated on Monday after talks broke down between protesters and the country's military rulers, who called for the reopening of roads blocked by sit-ins established during the uprising that drove al-Bashir from power. The United States is ending sanctions waivers on 5 countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to choke off Tehran's main source of revenue. Iran was swift to respond, threatening to close the strategic Strait of Hormuz. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
The United States is no longer granting any exemptions from U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil imports. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the new policy Monday, saying that after giving countries time to reduce their imports of Iranian oil, the U.S. is going to zero.
Look, with the announcement today, we've made clear our seriousness of purpose.
Turkey also rejected the U.S. move, tweeting, "Turkey rejects unilateral sanctions and impositions on how to conduct relations with neighbors." Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Former White House lawyer Don McGahn has been subpoenaed to appear before a House panel. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
House Democrats pressing forward on the Russia investigation have issued a subpoena for testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. In a statement, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said the special counsel's report, even in redacted form, outlined substantial evidence that President Trump engaged in obstruction and other abuses.
That was Mike Gracia from the AP. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.